Hello, this is Yarko Finn replying to this meditation topic here on AboveTopSecret.com. After a lot of technical difficulties with my microphone, I might add. Well, wow. All I have to say is wow. Ever since I got into this whole paranormal slash metaphysical slash spiritual scene, which has been about 6 years now, all my friends and basically anybody I talk to about this kind of thing were like, whoa, don't be so deep. It's like most people aren't really interested in this kind of thing. But reading posts and hearing podcasts about topics like this, I feel like I'm finally among like-minded people who aren't afraid to talk really deeply and kind of philosophize. Like, magic, that last reply really hit home. I can agree with most of it, if not all of it. I've come to a lot of the same conclusions. You talked about group entities and the fact that we're all in here together, and I have to totally agree. And Benevolent talking about the idea of this sort of oneness at the bottom of page one. It's like a lot of us here are all on the same page, and I think it's really, really cool. And I'm really thankful that something like ATS exists and can bring us all together here. Especially for people like me who might live in a small white bread kind of town and may not have the ability to discuss some of these kind of things with other people. These podcasts just bring a whole other sense of community to this kind of thing. I just posted a podcast on astral projection a couple of nights ago, and I kind of wish I didn't, because you guys already touched on it so specifically here. But anyways, I guess I should share some of the little experience that I actually have with meditation. Last night after I listened through all these replies, which was probably not a good idea to do all in one sitting, by the way, I went to bed and gave my first real attempt at meditation. Before that, I hadn't really ever formally tried meditation. Like, sure, I've done some relaxation exercises and stuff, and I messed around with astral projection, but not really meditation with an empty mind. Well, actually, I shouldn't say that. I've tried practicing awareness and clearing my mind while walking quite a bit, where I'll just blank all my thoughts and concentrate on what my senses are doing. And speaking of which, True American talked about trying to keep all those words out of your head, and I'd like to maybe share some techniques on how to do that. I know, more techniques. I'm sorry, True. I know you really are looking forward to some personal experiences, and I don't have any to provide at this point. I really did like that experience that King, I think it was, shared about that pill. That sounded pretty neat. I'd like to do something like that with meditation. By the way, thanks for trying to keep this discussion geared towards meditation newbies like me. Because for me, it's like, okay, I'm laying here meditating. Now what happens? Anyway, where was I? Alright, the techniques. Well, basically, the two that I find work good are cutting off the words and using opposites. When you cut off the words, you're watching your mind closely and trying to cut short any thought as soon as you realize it. So something may cross your mind like, boy, I could really go for a glass of water. But before it comes, you cut it off like, boy, I could. And then you try and get it shorter and shorter like, but, and then finally silence. And the other technique is opposite. So say a thought pops in your head like, I'm cold. And then you immediately say internally the opposite word or like an opposite sentence to sort of object to it. Like either, I'm hot, or just say, no, I'm not. And from what I can guess, it sort of baffles your mind getting such conflicting ideas, and the two thoughts sort of cancel out, and you're left with a blank state mind. But so far, I haven't really ever been able to keep my mind totally clear for more than like 1 or 2 minutes. Usually it's more like 10 seconds, though. My mind likes to trick me with things like, am I thinking, or, yes, my mind is finally clear, at which point, of course, it isn't. So yeah, it's really harder than you think. If you're listening to this and you're new to the idea, try it and see how tough it is. Your mind is running, like, literally non-stop, and there's a lot of time we don't even notice it. It's like just mindless chatter that we become so used to that we don't even pay attention to it. I think it was True American who made the comment about raising a child without language. I actually saw a thread not too long ago along these lines. It was like, how do deaf people think, or something similar. It's a very neat point, and I've often wondered myself. Obviously, I don't know for sure, but I think they'd probably use some sort of visualization instead. Opens the doors to some other questions too, like how do animals think? I don't think animals go purely by instinct, because my dog will often have these nightmares. He'll just be laying there sound asleep, and then he'll start whimpering, and I have to wake him up and sort of comfort him, and you can tell that for a few minutes he's really scared. If anybody meditates, I think it would be pets. Like, come on, they just lay around the house all day. I doubt that they're just sleeping. Probably meditating, if they know what it is. But that's just getting off into a whole other topic. Anyways, thanks for everybody for inspiring me to get back into meditation. Hopefully I can get some neat experiences to share before long. This has been Yarko Finn, just kind of vaguely rambling about meditation here on AboveTopSecret.com. And I'll just end with a little psalm here. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be silent. See ya.